Welcome back, everybody, to your favorite day of the week.
The grass is nature's hair. Grass.
Yeah, right? I'm jealous.
Like it's the Earth's hair. I mean, there's bald hair. You got the desert, Nick. You got the desert.
Oh, I'd be a desert.
Hey, the desert's where bald men live.
Midwest.
That's true. Destitute.
Yeah, I come from the jungle with all this
hair. Would that be Southwest? You do.
Pat, you're in a mirage. Like, you look like there's some hair, but
you're in some oasis. Grass there,
but you get up on it like, nah.
Yeah. I have like...
You got like one of those baseball fields that just gets run in.
Yeah. It's got, with the edges on the outside, just run down. Yeah, I have like where everybody ran. Everybody ran down through here.
Yeah. It's still green, like, but you know that spot.
Like the China Grove field.
The fence is right here.
Hey, we go there to practice. We don't go there to play.
You know that spot in the outfield.
Yeah. That's the
green.
Yeah. It's usually center
sand
left.
There.
Yeah.
It's some sand in there.
Right on the edge of shortstop and outfield. Like
that's
right
so
there.
Funny.
And just
that's so dumb.
That is not kept. That is not kept up. That is not good.
Yeah, we tried to keep it alive there, but it just slowly
dies. Listen, brother.
I tell you, man.
You're doing good. You're doing well. You're doing good.
You know what's hard? You know what's hard to do? So when I was over at Power Cross, or like just in general in life, I thought, you know, it would be cool to cut like fields, like to be the guy that like, you know, cuts the lines.
The Frank Coyers of the world.
Yeah, you know, because it looks cool. Like the guys that keep up the baseball field every day,
yeah.
Like in the pros, and make it look so perfectly symmetrical.
How's it? Yeah. Is it like, the that level looks of the blade? Cool. Is that how
Yeah, so it is, but it's the angle too. So one way goes this way, one way goes that way, and it creates different cuts. So then you have light, dark, light, dark, light,
oh,
dark,
that's
light,
because
dark.
The grass is laying in
the it's different directions, yeah.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
And so anyways, I was like, man, so when I got a Power Cross, I was like, awesome. Like, I get to do that. And they're like, yeah, we want you to start cutting the grass. I'm like, absolutely. Absolutely. They saw me and they're like, this guy's Mexican. Dude, this dude's going to cut. Hey, Joel, I'm just going to give you the key. I know we ain't got to show you nothing.
Ain't worried about it.
Go ahead. Yeah. Shoot. Those things are hard, dude. Like,
it's a zero turn.
Oh, yeah. It's a zero turn, right?
They are.
Okay, have you ever realized how hard it is to do both hands at the exact same time?
It is.
And when it really matters, you know you're not because it goes.
Yeah.
You know, so then you got to find that rhythm. Once you find that good rhythm, then you just use the one hand so that way you can't you can't be wrong.
Yeah.
But so the hard part is, though, is staying perfectly straight.
Yeah,
dude, it is so hard. Well, because you're trying to get perfectly straight lines. But the field sometimes has bumps, and because you're thinking so much, like okay, so you know, on the sidewalk, you can, or like at a park or anywhere that there's like a wall that's maybe like chest high, you can walk on it. If it's this thin, you could walk across it with no problem. But if it was 1,800 feet in the air, you would fall.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Right? You'd be like, oh my God, the nerves and everything would throw you off. Right? Like everything would be jacked up because the height, not because of the balance, but because the stakes are different, right?
Yep.
Same thing, man.
Same
thing.
It's a lot of power in that zero turn.
Hey, dude. And so it is the constant, like, so when I got back and I finished my lines and I looked back, dude, we were playing football on like waves, dude. It was just like the other one. Like, terrible.
Yeah. It's your first time. It's your first go around.
It was. But I felt so, I was like, man, I'm killing it. No. Because you try to come up with little things. Like, let me focus on, like, then you try, I'm just not going to try hard. I'm just going to go with it. And then you're all, like, you can't just be loosey-goosey.
No, you can't.
You know, you got to go with
a story.
It.
I was in, this has to do with baseball fields, but not cutting grass. I was in high school, and I used to line, like, the church. I think I might have told you guys this story before. Line the church softball field. So I'd get out there, it was the old school, not the spray, like the actual chalk that you put in the
thing
and, like, run it, and it run. So I had a buddy who shall remain nameless, Tater, that—
53.
Leave that nameless. We'll leave that.
Picked me up, and he had some— performance enhancing D's that
what's a D?
D's.
Like something you eat? Like an ingester?
No. It's an ingester, but not that you eat.
Oh, like something illegal.
Yes.
Oh.
So
okay.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I swear to you, that was not on purpose.
First time ever
D's
partaking. And right after in D's. I lined in D's, in D's, performance enhancing D's.
I had to get me a couple D's, you know? That is not going to fly.
Lined the field, went back home, came back later that day for the softball game, and oh, God. It was.
That D got you.
Yeah.
That D had you by the throat. That D,
I just wasn't feeling good when I did it.
That D had control of you.
And it choked him out.
Hey, you got to be careful when you put certain D's in your mouth. And swallow. You got to be sure you know what it is.
What's up, guys? What's up, guys? You know what I mean?
But you got to know, you know? Pat, the less D's you put in your mouth, the better.
The more successful you'll be in life. Yeah.
You should put a P in your mouth. It's way better.
Way better. I prefer a pee in my mouth.
The funny part is that I lined the baseball field high.
A V is what we should have said, not a P.
I came up with the idea of using performance enhancing
D's.
D's.
But
D's. I don't know why
D's. I chose D, and it was not the.
Then not quite. Not quite. It's all good.
I just want everybody to know. If we're being real, I haven't had a lot of D's in my mouth.
Just with Tater. Just you and Tater D'ing it up. Y'all just taking D's. Just
out by the old softball field. Just die.
He said, listen, he goes, hey, man, before you do these lines, why don't you take some of this D?
Put it right in your
There's
mouth.
Nothing. There's nothing.
Now, listen,
about,
we're not saying, we're not talking about that. Wieners. We're talking about Pat's paraphrase. Pat's acronym.
Yeah, his acronym. The D acronym. Yeah.
Take one of these D's.
83.
Wake you right up. What number are you, Pat? 84?
83.
Dang.
Yeah. Hey, 53.
Look, did you know that, Nick?
53, 83, and 30. Hey, I'll never forget, man. Hey,
never.
Never forget them numbers.
Never. I'm going to tell you what. Sometimes I forget stuff because I've had too many D's. You know what I mean?
Too many D's in your mouth. Yeah.
Messed up my memory.
Over the years,
I was... Yeah. I used to partake in a lot of D's. And
a lot of D's.
There was a moment in time. They played a part in my mind.
Yeah.
Very experimental. And I used
let me tell you, I don't D it up. I don't D it up anymore. But back in my early days.
That's good.
I was pretty high on a lot of D's.
Yeah. Yeah. You were enhanced on the D. You were enhanced on the D. That's what it was. It was just D enhancements.
Pat, that was such a bad choice of word.
That's terrible.
But it's turned into a great joke.
Listen, officer. Listen.
As soon as I said,
officer, I've been on them D's all night. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
I haven't had no B's. Haven't had no B's. Yeah. Only
sorry,
B's.
Guys. Hate to ruin your party.
Pat gets arrested. He's in jail. He's like, hey, you got any D's? He's all, hell yeah. Heck yeah. We all got them. Look around.
No idea. No idea.
Hey, look
what
around,
I get
bro.
Myself into.
There's a couple D's everywhere, buddy.
Pat's all, hey, man. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
You got any of them D's?
Oh, my God.
I need them. I need the D's.
So, yeah, he's like, where do I get them? Meet me in the shower.
Is that where the meeting spot is every time?
Yeah, Pat's like, why the shower? He's like, that's where it goes down, in the water. You want these D's or not? You want this D? Hey,
you know what the currency in a shower is? It's a German exchange. That's what you're going to get for these
never.
D's.
Never. Listen. You want D's, I'm going to need 2 cups of soup.
That's it.
No, that's not it.
No.
These are good D's.
My bad.
Hey, listen, these aren't the small D's. These are big D's.
These are the big D's. The full-size D's.
These are the 800 milligram full D's.
Maximum strength D's.
These ain't no Advils.
No.
So dumb.
These are the ones that are
so to line up the field, you decided, let's do a little of this.
Yeah, let's do it. Why not?
And how straight were the lines?
Not straight.
As straight as the D's were.
Yeah, sheesh.
Line for line. Yeah.
This might be a confession. This might be the first time I've ever talked. No, this isn't the first time I ever told that story. First time I ever told that story in a public forum.
You live and you learn.
Come out of the closet, man. You got to do what you got. I'm here for you.
Hey, I'm there. Hey, you got to rip yourself out the plastic, okay? Rip me out the plastic.
Rip me out the plastic and put me on the shelf.
That's right.
Pull my socks off. Treat me like an elf.
There you go.
Came through. I was lost and I was like,
you ripped it. Hey, bar for bar. That's bars right
there. Hey, I'm not Melly Mel, but.
Woof.
Fire in the chamber.
Wow.
Let's talk about it. It's everywhere right now.
First of all, I had no clue until you said something. So
yeah.
Yeah, so it's everywhere right now. So you got pulled up. Pull that up. That's good. That's good.
It's a minute and 12 worth of straight heat.
Straight heat. They're calling it. The candy killer, you know?
Candy killer, yeah.
Eminem's dead.
Melt. Your career's over.
And crushed. There,
Melly Mel said it's gonna melt in my hand.
Hey, he said that you're embarrassed, like a roach coming out of that backpack with lots of people in class. And you know what? You go to bed with no supper.
That's right.
These are lines.
These are real. These are bars.
That's how you know. The person you're battle rapping with has an AARP membership.
So did Eminem go off first?
Yeah. Well, he just mentioned it. Well, they've been talking about. So Melly Mel is he's the guy that was in the Furious Five, and I think he did the hip hop hippity hip hop right. Yeah. Instead of hip hop,
it's him.
So he did that right. So yeah, he's part of that group, and he's he's considered like the father or one of the people that pioneered modern hip hop or whatever. Right. So he's been saying that Eminem's only in the top five of people's list because he's white. And so, and you've been hearing, he's been saying it for a long time. And then recently, check it out. So just the other day, someone had asked him like, hey, you think you could beat Eminem like in a battle? And he goes, easy.
Oh, my
he said,
God.
Yeah. He goes, really? He goes, yeah, it'd be the easiest thing I ever did. He's like, easy.
So like then, breathing.
Yeah. So then this new track comes out. It's called Eminem's new track come out. He's with this new kid that he just signed named Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Easy Mill, right? And so the song is really good. What's the
Eminem song?
What's the new song's name? What's the name of the song? Realist.
Oh, yeah, you played that the other day. It's really
Realist, good. So it's fire. Yeah, real good song. Yeah.
Are you ready for some of these lyrics that he dropped out? I got them pulled up, and yeah, I just feel like I need to share them. Yeah. You ready for this heat? I'm just going to give you a taste, right? Why you hurting? Why you mad? Now you look bad just like a roach just crawled out of your book bag. In a packed class, you lack class. Go to bed with no supper because you got to suffer the backlash.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Wait a second. These are bars of a third grader.
Yeah.
These are like, all right, kids. We're working on, eight bar poetry.
Yeah,
that was horrendous.
He's just getting warmed up.
Yeah, right. Let me hear the bad rad part again. Hold on.
Yeah, are you ready?
Yeah, let me hear. Don't get mad. Let me hear.
Why you hurting? Why you mad? Now you look bad, just like a roach crawled out of your book bag. In a packed class, you lack class. Go to bed with no supper because you got to suffer the backlash.
Oh,
the top five is cap. You pissed that on the floor in the elevator of rap.
Mm.
Why you ducking on the game when you pooping on my name? Why they put Pee Wee Herman in the Hall of Fame? I would give you a pound, but I'd break your hand. I got a lawyer so white, he will take your land, yo. Check your man. Come and look at your friend, because I think that Eminem is popping pills again.
Uh-oh. And then here comes, listen to this word usage on pills. Go ahead.
Yeah. We call him Pill Clinton.
Pill Clinton.
Either Pill Gates.
Pill Gates.
What pill did homie take to make him hate the great?
We call him Pill Clinton. Or Pill Gates.
You know what it sounds like? This coming from
did
the
you take
the least rap the oriented person.
We're almost there. Hey, we're almost there. We're almost there. Okay. We're almost done.
Carry on.
We're almost
carry
done.
On. Carry on.
You are, but you ain't. Still, you made a mistake. Hit him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. I'm going to give your fans one more chance to go online and reenergize that bromance. After that, say your last goodbye because I put on Matthew's I put Matthew's lights out. I'm turning off his freaking Wi-Fi.
That is the realest.
That's the whole.
It's a minute 12. That's the whole disc. That's the.
Okay. This coming from
Melly Mel.
Like feedback coming from a white person.
Well, why don't you hear it first? You think you should play it. Nick, do you got it pulled up on your phone? Let's hear it. Play it. I'm here.
Oh, man.
Is this it?
You hear this fire. Yep.
Hall of Fame.
It's like Heavy D.
Yeah.
All these gunshots.
Let me tell you something right now. Masterpiece. That's a masterpiece.
Eminem,
count your days. Count your days.
It doesn't make any sense. You know, I'm giving your fans one more chance for that bromance.
I'm going to use the worst analogy.
Another little kid. Rah. Don't hate the great. Rah. More white chalk.
Rah. This analogy.
More yellow tape. Rah.
This analogy is based off of a Shane.
A what?
It's a joke by Shane Gillis.
I don't know what's happening.
Where he talks about when this is like a lifetime politician going into you guys are going to like this. A lifetime politician going into a debate with Donald Trump.
Upset. You guys aren't going to like this.
That's the analogy, yeah.
Do you understand?
First of all, let me just say that Joe Biden, you be sliding. I'm going to slide in for the presidency. Indict me all you like. I'm still going to come out and make MAGA great again. Yeah. I am the greater man.
I get it. Just, you know.
Yeah, but it's like he's taking what made him famous back in the day. And he's going up against somebody who will get so much nastier and so much more.
He won't respond. There's no way he responds. No. That would be a waste of time.
You have to understand.
Melly Mel came up in the 4-4 days. Like everything is on the fourth drop. You're coming on the words of the fourth drop.
I get uptown. I go right. Ba boom, bat boom.
Yeah.
It's just.
And I could probably say Melly Mel's never done a diss track in his life. And if he did, it's that street corner diss track where you say, like, your mama is broke. Your dad is a joke. Your granny's down here because she's taking the smoke. Like, he's the type of person that ends with a ha-ha. You know, nobody ends with that in 2023. You know, so I agree. For Eminem to respond would just, it would be a waste of tape. And
now the question is, do you think he wrote it?
Yes, oh, good God. You can tell 100% he wrote that. If he didn't write it, it wouldn't have sounded so trash.
100%.
Like, you can 100% tell he wrote that. 100. Like,
I mean, he used the Melly Mel voice of all time.
The fact that it sounds like, it sounds like it came out in 1989.
Yes.
Like, it's, like, you don't, like, back then, you know, like, again, like, you didn't diss people like they do now. You didn't talk so much about how mean, it was like, remember, it was breakdancing and all that other crap. So your disses were just, like, about their gear or about.
Yeah.
They were just soft disses, you know. Right. You're stupid, you know. Like, I mean, not like that, but on that scale of a diss, like it hurts like that.
Mm-hmm. I tell like your crew, come get a taste. Top five in the place, and I'll punch you in the face. Ha ha! I mean, that's
he said Eminem would crush his hand.
He would
if he gave him a dap. That's what he said. That's a verse in the line.
That's what he says.
I will crush your hand. I will never give you a dap because I'll break your hand.
I would give you a pound. I would give you a pound, but I would break your hand. No one says the word pound. No one says, hey, bro, when's the last time any one of y'all said to me, hey, what's up, Nick? Give me a pound. Hey, pound it.
Well, when I was in England last year, I said, give me a pound many a time.
Well, that's different.
That is their currency.
I'll take
currency.
A pound. I'm selling a pound.
Hey, look at that. Oh, I wish we used pounds. I wonder if coins are like ounces. Yeah. You know, the small version. Oh, give me some ounces.
Take a couple of ounces of that. Thank you.
It's going to be 2 pounds and what 4 ounces.
Are there pounds?
That's currency? Raw. Yeah, that's currency raw. Right there.
I like that. Yeah, 2 pounds and 4 ounces.
It's 4 pounds and 22 ounces. Oh.
Yeah. Well, you know, back in the day, they had what? It was shillings.
Shillings.
Shillings were way less than a pound back in the day. Shillings were less than pennies.
There are some countries that still use a shilling, I think.
Yeah.
Let me find out.
2 bits. You'd get 2 bits and a shilling. A shilling and 2 bits. That's what I'll pay you for a day's wage. A day's wage earned. You'll
set. So did you see, they said that there's, so this is just a little because you're talking about shillings. I saw this thing about this guy talking about how they're going to change the world with this new energy.
Ooh, there's five,
they
four.
Just, and they just realized it's like a room temperature fusion. So it could be like, it's like they'd be like this big, it stays in your house and it just creates free energy. They're talking about cars that never have to recharge.
It's crazy
because the heat in it is so low that it could never cause an explosion. It could never, what's called, but it's infinite power.
Infinite power.
Infinite power. I'm trying to figure out what it was. It was this huge
thing. Thank you, aliens.
Dude, yeah, for sure. Man, I saw this stupid thing. Oh, aliens land in Peru. Like, why are aliens, why would aliens be landing in these places around people who barely have freaking flip phones? Like, hey, let's just show up random places, but nowhere where it matters.
Break
them. Go to that jungle right there. Yeah. Let's go to that jungle. Like, come on. They pick the randomest spots. Like, they wouldn't go to public places.
Yeah.
Hey,
I have a new saying for them.
Oh, I know the answer.
I call them our sky brothers. Maybe our sky brothers are shy. You know,
they're shy. Exactly what I was going to say. They're shy. Like, no, not ready. We're not ready. We want to meet you in small communities.
Small. We want to introduce ourselves little bits at a time.
Stop staring. I'm like being center of attention.
Is that what it's called, Joel?
Yeah, it's like, but it's like cold fusion or something like that. It's
fusion known as ignition.
Dang.
Is that what it says? Like it's a new, like it's stays like cool. Yeah, let's see.
This is from late last year. So no. It has to be something newer.
Temp.
Let's see. New energy.
Here it is. Room temperature superconductors.
Dang.
So, not that one. And nuclear fusion, that's what it is. So cold fusion, I think it's called something like that. But the idea is...
LK99.
Yeah, here it is. Humanity could be on the brink of a major progress in multiple areas of science, including artificial intelligence, temperature conductors, and nuclear fusion.
That's crazy.
So nuclear fusion is like... they're saying, though, that it can be so... Just free energy. Non-stop, non-energy. And that could change the entire world. Imagine a world where you don't have to pay for energy.
That's Joel.
Insane.
Do you realize...
I mean, that flips everything upside down.
I'm gonna blow your mind. Do you realize we're only like a couple discoveries away from dilithium crystals? And once we get dilithium crystals, what does that mean for us, Joel?
Yeah, I know.
What does that mean for us?
We don't have any midichlorians. We would have to be Jedi to wield it.
Oh, I was talking about Star Trek, man.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the... Oh, never mind. I was thinking about the jewels in Star Wars.
No. I was talking about dilithium crystals.
No, we can travel. We'll be able to go to... Travel throughout the stars.
We'll be in Starfleet, man.
But essentially, that if you do that, like you, so they're saying like flying cars. That's a way that you could have a flying car.
I agree.
You get these little fusion things because then they can never run out of gas in the air. Because that was my theory, my question, my worry was: what if you run out of gas? What if you're irresponsible?
Yeah.
And it says, hey, low gas, dude. Like you need to land now. You're all bump that. I'm gonna keep going. Right.
Yeah. I can make it.
It's lying. I got way more.
Says I got 68 miles to the next gas station.
I know my car.
And so if you can make one that never dies, it's just consistently continual that's energy.
Wild. What if that sounds like what if it sounds like the exhaust from the Jetsons? And it takes
I'll
off.
Take it.
Go. Go on. Can I introduce the show? We haven't introduced the show in a while. It's on my brain, so I think we should do it. I'd like to welcome everybody back to your favorite day of the week. It's Tuesday, and this is the podcast. We apologize. We haven't done an intro in quite some time, but because you just come in hot and we're ready to go. So we'd like to welcome everybody back, or if this is your first time listening, we'd like to thank you for joining us, because there's a lot of podcasts out there, but you chose to come and visit us in ours, and we appreciate you. If you haven't listened to our podcast, we invite you to go back. What episode are we on, man? I don't even know what episode we are on anymore.
Pat, this will be like
70. Is it 80?
This will be 80.
Yeah. Okay. Holy smokes. Happy 80, guys.
Absolutely, and I agree 100%. We're getting closer to the century
happy
mark.
Happy 80, man. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Nick Clemency. With me is Joe Reyes. And, of course, we also have Patrick Price. We want to say hello, one and all. And, fellas, how's it going? I know, Joel, you got a thought. Let me go to you.
It was just the LK-99 thing that we were talking about. Pat was right. That's what it's called. And so basically they're saying South Korea discovered it. Researchers declared that discovered the world's first room temperature ambient pressure superconductor. It's a rock-like material known as LK-99. And if it does exist, it can reduce the massive amounts of electrical waste we have today and open, in the view of its original research, a new era for humankind.
That's vibranium.
Insane.
No, it's
I mean, I'm just kidding.
That is crazy, dude. We're talking, this guy was saying, so the efforts remain underway to replicate the room temperature superconductor creation. Still a few people understand the significance of it. So it's such a crazy, thing to think about, that they were saying that it would change everything, because it would flip financials upside down to where money would not be as
necessary,
you know, much of a much big, yeah, because all the oil companies would kind of have to switch over to that, and it would just become more of a free society.
Yeah, it'd be a true trade of energy.
Correct. And does the world live, do we live in a government like that would allow that? Probably not.
Oh, of course.
I would like to think that one day that would happen.
Yeah. Think of how the Middle East would just fall without oil.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. But, as all they're amassing all that power over there, you know, with the Brinks and all that stuff like that, what a way to take the leverage completely out, you know, because if we're on the brink of losing, you know, losing everything because these super rich, oil rich companies are, you know, doing this and that. Mm-hmm. Well, if oil becomes obsolete and everything just becomes, you know, this rock or whatever that we have.
Yeah.
You know, LK, whatever, you know, that's...
Yeah.
LK-99.
I mean, that's a world changer.
That is wild.
Yeah. This is going to sound a little crazy, but I'm so grateful that you said South Korea and not North Korea in that aspect, because I feel way better with South Korea developing that type of energy and technology.
I really believe that North Korea is still working on the wheel. You know, like, I don't... like, fair just point. Shooting bottle rockets. And they're like, look at these rockets!
We are so close. Point them at someone.
Yeah. We invented the Roman candle. It's a gun.
It causes massive burns, 3rd degrees.
I want to go to Korea so bad. I keep seeing all these things on TikTok. You know, I watch these videos. I love the videos where they're like, you know, buying dinner in the Korean convenience store or a Chinese convenience store, and they go in like a 7-Eleven over there. The food they have in those convenience stores is so much better.
Go down there and say, on your sale. You know,
they eat a lot of, you know what they eat a lot of? They do eat a lot of like ramen noodle style stuff.
Ramen noodle, kimchi.
And they eat a lot of the seaweed, rice, and it's like egg and spam.
Yeah. Oh, we had that the other day. We had that.
They open it. Well, no egg, yeah, but that was a little bit different. I think that was like it was hot. This one is, I mean, I think you put it in the microwave, but usually they just grab it and cut.
Yeah. You know? It's like a breakfast of champions, man.
I would love to try like foreign cuisine in a foreign land, aside from
Middle East.
That's the way to do it.
Like the people that have done like food shows for TV and just went to different countries and tried different foods, like the most delicate and the most like street foods and stuff. That'd be so fun. So
I guarantee you though, like you pay the price, like your stomach. I guarantee you're dying.
Yeah.
For 2 hours of TV or whatever it is. What's up, guys? We're on the streets of Bangkok. We're about to have this foot stew. It's super good, and I can't wait to try it. It's made from goat's foot, pig fat.
Look, guys, it still has the toe connected. Look at all that delicious bone cartilage. Oh, that's the nail. You got to suck on the nail. Yeah.
That's a good stew. Oh. You know you're going to pay the consequences for that. Yeah. This dude was...
It's got toe hair in it.
In this one country, they have the world's longest cooking soup. And it's the same soup. It's 45 years. They just keep adding to the stock. And because the heat stays on it... He said... It never gains bacteria. and it never goes back. And they just keep adding to the original base stock. So there's always that stock in there. And they just keep going and keeps going. And the heat never turns off.
Yeah.
And it's a Michelin star soup.
That's crazy.
Really?
Like, yeah, 45-year-old. I mean, that's soup that's older than me.
Bomb soup, yeah. That's generational soup.
I saw it on TikTok, so I'm not sure. Everybody's but they saw this big whole thing, and it was a real deal.
Do you think they have a ceremony where they, like, pass the ladle? Like, Johnny's of age now. It's time to pass the ladle.
I would love it, man. Keep my soup going.
Sir!
I'm going to do it. I'm going to try and keep a soup for years. Just keep a Campbell soup. Just keep adding to it every day.
Just a new
Eat
pot.
Some. Add new more. Soup. Eat some.
No soup add in more. The pot.
Oh, no. This soup's been, this is like 45-year-old Campbell soup.
It's good soup. It's good soup.
You know what the worst soup is ever if you're trying to eat cream of chicken?
By itself, yes.
By itself. Yes, it tastes like steel. It tastes like the can, and it is the worst. It tastes like metal, and it sucks.
Yeah, it's bad.
You can't eat it. It's not no, good. Thank you.
That is why it's in a condiment only. Oh, what you got today?
Ooh. Oh, a Mexican treat time. These are called pingüinos.
Pingüinos.
And there's two penguins.
I'm going to say those penguins on the pingüinos.
Look at
how clever.
It says, one penguin says, bitty. The other one says, bitty, bitty. B-I-R-I, B-I-R-I.
Bitty.
So these look like just cupcakes. I'm pretty excited about that.
They look like the Little Debbie joints.
I've had a few like duds lately. Like that, the toast one, the big saltine cracker was butt.
Oh, by the way, those cinnamon rolls that I bought at the house were booty. They were really bad.
They had raisins in them. Like for some reason, Mexicans love to put raisins on stuff.
They're really bad. The aftertaste felt like I licked the bottom of Joel's shoe. That's how bad it
is. This has got like it's weird. It's got wrinkles. Like it's got like it's an old man face. Like,
it's an old man cake.
So look at it. See the wrinkles?
Yeah, I do.
It looks like
I think these are the same cupcakes. It's a rip-off. The ones that just look. It's a little. It looks just like the
Little Debbie joints, right?
Yeah. Just the same. And I'm excited to eat it.
Those are my favorite.
It's got some weight to it. This guy's. This is heavy.
This is packed.
Let me try some of the lace. That's good. Okay.
It is, isn't it? It's the same.
Same factory. Has to be.
Yeah.
Let me try the cream. There was no cream in that bite. That was all shoelace.
Just all shoelace? Let's get it.
Yep.
Get in there.
Get that cream. Get that cream.
Get that cream.
I keep thinking it's deceivingly dry. It's moist and dry at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Dry moist.
It's dry, but then it makes your mouth salivate so much because your mouth's so dry.
So then
it becomes a pool of cake. Okay. There's a lot more cream in that second busy.
Okay. That's a creamy cake right there.
Dang, someone syringed that. Someone piped that in there.
Yeah. That's a deep pipe.
This is good.
I feel like it's just you're eating a Little Debbie cake.
It is.
A Little Debbie cake.
Yeah. Don't waste the lace.
Don't do it. But you know what? A lot of companies, and I could tell you, attest to this as somebody who worked in food, a lot of companies do secondary packaging. So a lot of people would make you believe like, oh, the name brand tastes better.
It's a whole other company.
Yeah. No, the peanut butter crackers that we make for Snyder's Lance are the same ones that we package for Harris Teeter for Food Lion. So they just
rebrand them.
In that case, they probably made it at, you know, Little Debbie, and then just package them for Bimbo. I mean, people do it all the time. So you're eating the same cake. The weight might be slightly off, but, yeah, they don't change.
Do you think you think these are cursive L's?
In cursive, I would say so. It says la 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 la
la
la. I would believe that. I would believe that.
This is good. Joel, would you like to try a chocolate cupcake?
Sure, okay.
Here, get you some of these.
Get some creamy cake.
Come have a little bite of these pingüinos.
The pingüinos.
Eat the pingüinos.
That sounds Italian.
Eat the pingüinos.
Excited to eat that?
Tell him, I want to hear his reaction out loud.
Show his face.
Come down. They want to see you. The world wants to see you.
How good is the pingüinos? Hello, boy.
Sweet.
It's a sweet cream.
Very nice mustache.
A nice little
Oh, he's thick.
So good.
It's he can't good. Handle it. It makes him choke.
A nice little Mexican zebra cake.
Ooh, zebra cake. That is not a zebra cake, sir.
That is not a zebra cake.
Joe, get don't your you son. Dare. Get your son. Get
it's
him.
A cupcake.
Get him.
Yeah, they're called cupcakes.
The Little Debbie cupcakes.
Literally says Little Debbie cupcakes.
Don't whose man's
you
this?
Dare.
Who's zebra? Whose man's
disgrace
this?
The name of a zebra cake.
I'm very just. I'm embarrassed. Go sit down and go play with your toys. Go play with your toys.
He needs a timeout. He needs a timeout right now.
To your room.
Take a timeout.
Show you a zebra cake if I hadn't eaten them all already.
Huh?
I would show him a real zebra cake if I hadn't eaten.
It's nap time for that young man.
Yes, it's
true.
Past his bedtime.
Can we talk a little bit about men's health? Can we talk a little about men's health? Because it's important.
The magazine or the...
In general. Just a general topic about men's health. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you guys have heard of you guys have heard of kegling, right? You guys know what a kegel is?
For women?
Hey, for me. You'd be wrong on that. If you say kegels are just for women, Joel, you'd be wrong. Because apparently the new trend is in men's health is now the power of the kegel. Right, it's known to revitalize your gentleman parts, strengthen the things that are loose and lacking, and give you the stamina to last longer, not only in the bedroom, but also in life. So kegeling is the new sensation that's sweeping the men's nation.
Are you practicing it?
I've done it. Yeah, I'm practicing right now, as a matter of fact. That's how easy.
You're a liar.
Huh?
Prove it. You're a liar.
I mean, unless I drop my chonies and showed you how it works, man. It's very simple, right?
So let's go viral.
Here's how you know.
Let's do it.
That'd be the way to do it. So here's how you know you're kegeling, right? So basically, as you're peeing, right? If you're peeing and you cut off the stream, right? That muscle that you use to cut off the stream, that's your kegel muscle. And so the key to it is you do it 10 times a day, 3 sets, right? And then you simply hold for 3 and release for 3. Hold for 3 while and release peeing? For 3, right? Mm. Not even while you're peeing. It's just as you pee and you cut off the stream, that's the muscle. That muscle that you feel for the clinch, that's what you're actually using in order to do the kegel. And so the more you do it, the more revitalized you come. You're ready for the world. You have mental clarity, and you're focused.
Nick, I got to ask you one question about this. It's a good topic you bring up.
Yeah.
But why are you gay? Why are you gay?
I brought a list. Why? Number one,
I enjoy it.
No, I just, it's been coming across my feed a lot lately, and I just figured I'd share with my friends because I'm concerned about your health as we get older.
And my body kegels.
Your kegel health is just as important as anything else. If you can't strengthen the kegel, then what's the point?
I am a valid kegler.
Yeah.
In my time, I've been kegling for years.
Really?
Yeah. I'm one of the top 10 in the country.
Easily.
They say, I mean, I could stop my pee on a dime. Just instant.
Cut it off. Just snap it
someone
off.
Someone says stop peeing. And say, yep, yep. And it's just like, they're all, I said, I look at them and I go, I put out a line of shirts that say, do you keg?
Do you keg?
You know what I mean? Like, do you keg?
Yeah.
And I'm kind of a big deal in the kegel world.
In
so
the kegel world.
I had no idea. I appreciate you. I get something I keep to myself.
You've been on for years, and I'm just now finding out about it. I'm not even mad about it. I'm not even valid. Because sometimes you have to have that beauty secret. And if kegeling is your beauty secret, I'm all for it.
It's like at the competition, I do this. My specialty is the BB. Because I kegel so quick, it's like...
Oh, man.
It looks like I'm shooting just balls of pee.
Just machine gun kegeling.
Just BBs. They're like, you know, like when I'm doing it, I heard this one person go, the sheer power in that keg. And I was like, you know, I heard him. I said, you be right. Like that. I yelled.
So bro, you're knocking over glass bottles with those just shots.
It could be considered a weapon in like 22 states.
That's dangerous, man. I got work to do. I got work to do as I'm new to the kegel game, man. Patrick, you got to get in on this kegel craze.
Kegel King? They call me Kegel King.
Kegel King.
Ask about me. Ask about me.
I'm the Kegel King of Notre Dame. What can I say?
I've been working on it for years.
Wow, you're a secret kegler. I'm kind of jealous, man. I rarely get jealous, man. But I got to say,
you know?
I mean, I can only hope. I can only hope to match kegels with you one day. To go kegel for kegel with my best friend.
I mean, let me tell you this. You wouldn't be the first. Huh? You know, I've been to many, many kegel comps, as we call them.
Kegel comps.
I've been... I've been top five in many categories, yeah. Long distance kegling, right. Quick kegels. My best event, and I'm 3 years running, is the freestyle kegel. And right. That one, I show off. I get the opportunity to show off. I'm like the snake, the BBs. I do all kinds. It's just impressed. Yeah, impressed. Yeah,
yeah. That's insane. Yeah. That's just crazy. It's crazy. I've never had an invite to a kegel con. That's my new goal. My new goal is to get so good.
You know you made it.
I get that letter in the mail that says "Welcome to KegelCon."
Yeah. You know, it's Cable Competition, but next year we have Cable Con is one. It's this event we have once a year.
Yeah,
we just gather all the keglers get together.
Yeah,
him and her.
Kegel together.
And it's just a kegel fest, and it just goes down.
Welcome to the kegel fest. Yeah, I want to be in that, man.
Welcome.
Welcome
to this year's Kegel of the Year.
It goes to Jerez. I'll be in the crowd like, yeah, that's my boy. Yeah, it is.
Y'all want to see it? Y'all want to see it?
Huh?
Y'all want to see the BB?
Hey, line them bottles up in the back. Just line them up. Watch your heads.
I'm finna break these bottles. I'm so stupid.
With my pee shots. Yeah, that's crazy.
Man. That's so funny, dude.
But, dude, yeah. I mean, it's half joking, half serious, man. I said, that's it. I said, that's just, you do the kegels, man. And it's life-changing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You should do a kegel TED Talk. You should do a TED Talk just on the kegels and how life changing they are, man. Pat, you need to get in on this, man. Agree. You're quiet over there.
You got me interested.
Huh?
I was looking up the benefits.
Get in on this kegel euphoria. I'm telling you, man. The benefits, skyrocket, man. Sky high with that. You know what I'm saying?
There is.
Taking in the information. I'm impressed with Joel's credentials.
I never knew.
Never question where I kegel, where I kegel.
True kegler, yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean,
there's a good chance.
You can kegel anywhere.
I mean, that is true. That's true. Freestyle kegling is just something you guys got to check out. It's different.
I got to see that.
It's different. Just hope it lets you be yourself. It lets you open your mind and just explore who you really are.
Any style you want.
Just deep.
Yeah.
That's deep,
just,
bro.
Just don't get it on nobody.
Don't get it. Yeah, you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
you
know what, Pat? If you kegel enough, you won't need those D's in your mouth. You won't need them.
I was going to say that, too. They do test for them.
Yeah, they do test.
They do a D test. Yeah, before every comp. So please be careful.
Disqualified?
Don't embarrass me at the next comp.
He's got D's in the system.
I knew he was too good at kegling. I knew he was too good at kegling. Yeah. Yes. So, kegels are too strong.
It's true. It's true.
He got somebody in the eye. He took somebody's eye out. You know what I mean? Come on with that.
It's true.
It's crazy, bro.
I'm thinking I agree.
Speaking of taking somebody's eye out, man, Joel, you want to lead us into the latest and greatest of brawls within our history,
man,
that went down.
Oh, I call this one Alabama Shakes.
Let's get it.
It's funny. Yeah, man. So I think it's Montgomery.
Montgomery. The old, right? So, historical.
Yeah, just a classic privileged family, just feeling privileged. And here's the story, Pat.
Yeah.
All right, we'll split it in two.
Let's do it.
Part one, right? You got a barge full of African Americans having a good time. It's like it seemed like everybody on there was African American. So maybe it was part. Like. Yeah, some, maybe a family or maybe part, like
It was a
cruise or something.
It was
something.
Tourist. It was a tourist boat. It was a tourist river boat.
Right.
Yeah.
So everybody on the tourist boat seemed to be, for the most part, African American. Right. So it's a big boat, and there's a certain spot. There it is, Nick. My frog.
There's a certain spot.
So there's a certain spot it's supposed to dock in so that they can pull off and get out, get off the boat. And this little boat had pulled up, and the guy's like, "Hey, man, you got to move your boat."
It's the co-captain got out.
The pontoon's coming in, and this is where it docks. You know, this is mm-hmm. the designated spot. Nah, we're not moving our boat. These rich white people. No offense to anybody.
Yeah.
Rich or white.
That's what they were doing.
Yeah, so they're like, the guy's like, "Hey, man, you got to move your boat." And they don't move it, so he unties it and just starts pushing it, like, down the dock, Pat. Just pushes it down the dock, no big deal. So it goes down, and that dude comes running back, like, "Dude, what are you doing? Like, this is our boat." And he's like, "I told y'all to move your boat."
Yeah.
And he's like, "We're not moving our boat. We were parked here, blah, blah, blah." Right? Mm-hmm. So then they kind of get into it. And these two guys are about the same age, so no big deal. He punches him, right? So the older white gentleman punches the
I did see the
co-captain.
Yeah.
Right? So the co-captain throws his hat, grabs him by the throat, and is like doing this thing where he's like guiding him around. Just
guiding him,
all around. So at that point, his sons realize
they jump in that
their dad's fighting this dude, and they come in and hit the co-captain, the African-American guy. Mm-hmm. So now it's like 3-on-1, and they're on top of him. And then there's two ladies, and then another guy comes, and they're all getting on the same guy.
Yeah, even the women jump in.
And then this one guy jumps off the barge, starts swimming over to try and get there to help out the dude, right? So finally it all breaks up. So finally it all breaks up. The boat moves, I assume, because it's on a different area, and then this thing, the big barge docks, right? Mm-hmm. So as the barge docks, a lot of those people that were watching what happened get off the boat.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. Shirtless, ripped, going head down. Straight for the pontoon where all those white people are for jumping that dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it just starts to go.
Brawling.
Boom, boom. They start chunking them on the pontoon to make their way off the pontoon. It's like they're jumping them, too. It's you know, 10-on-4.
It's like a group right? fight.
The one of the women gets off that was jumping in on that guy. And this black lady starts hitting her, and then they throw her back
in the water. They throw her in the river. Yeah.
Freaking, she flips back in the river. Oosh.
Oh, my God.
The kids end up coming, you know, the kids end up running back, like, ready to fight, too. But then there's, you know, a bunch of them. So then they try to run, but there's nowhere to go but, like, a wall. So they get, they start fighting. And then the kid takes off and dives into the water.
Yeah.
Shunk. He's out of there now.
He's like, I'm out.
Yep. And then, so they're going at it still. One of the ladies is just getting beat up. Yeah. And then it shifts.
When the chair comes into play?
So no. So then it shifts, right? That fight kind of slows down. The cops arrive. And then it shifts over to the boat exit, or the entrance where the boat is. And there's this, these two guys, one seems Hispanic and one seems African-American or black. And they're arguing. And then this white guy steps in and punches the black dude.
He's wearing a striped shirt.
So then the black dude he's just like, boom, they start fighting, he starts getting him, he's beating him up, boom, getting him. This isn't
even associated with what was going on?
This is a whole different sequence.
It's a whole other side.
I'm sure people are hyped. You know, if someone's fighting, like, let's fight. Let's go.
Yeah, it's going down.
Right? So they're going at it, and then, like, you see this other guy come over with a white plastic folded chair.
And gets busy.
And so
lands.
That, you know, that one black guy, and one dude, they're fighting, and that dude just goes, whack! And then over here to the left, is these two girls beating up this other lady who's fighting back, kicking him. Mm-hmm. And as soon as that guy hits the guy a second time, turns around, walks, claps that chick in the head. Whack!
She's wearing a red
immediately,
dress.
Immediately gets arrested. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Immediately the cops swoop him, which I get. But it was crazy. It's pandemonium.
It's crazy.
I just don't understand this. Tell me this. Why are people celebrating?
It's ridiculous. It's pretty ridiculous, man. It's two things. Well, let me say this. Let's get back to that question. The first thing, I'm glad no one died.
Correct.
Yeah.
Nobody was strapped. In one of those situations where somebody could have been, nobody was. Nobody pulled out a gun and started shooting. So, you know, thankful for that. I also want to highlight the fact that people came to this gentleman's aid.
They stood up for him. That's
and they
cool.
did. Yeah. But to your point, you know, there should have the first part was justified to an extent, but somebody should have shut it down. But we're celebrating what exactly? We're celebrating madness, and we're celebrating pretty much overkill when it came to that situation, right?
Because flip the script,
right.
Let's say a bunch of angry, upset white guys and girls descend on a group of African American people.
Yeah.
Who, say, attacked a security guard, nonetheless, for the same exact reason. Mm-hmm. I think you have a whole different problem.
You do. Absolutely.
I think then the mob is now the problem.
Yep.
Where right now the mob is the hero.
Yeah. In all that haste, there should have been bigger heads, and there should have been, you know, somebody there to kind of direct it in the right way. You know what I mean? Again, it was deplorable what happened to this gentleman, and I'm glad he's okay. I'm glad nobody got hurt or got killed. But at the same time, I mean, we're celebrating something that was pretty nasty, and pretty.
It got upsetting. Bad. It got bad.
It got really bad.
Celebrating it online.
I mean,
yeah. It's like people. I mean, I get it. They have this. It's like don't mess with us type thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody's banking off that Jason Aldean song, right?
Yeah.
Is it funny in the comedic world? Sure. There's a lot of funny memes that came with it, but really, all in all, what happened was just wasn't good. It wasn't a good situation all around. Yeah. But that's the world we live in, unfortunately. You know. Mm-hmm. I think there was enough on one side of the dock, but what happened on the other side of the dock was just too much. I mean, grabbing a chair and hitting anybody was really beyond.
And there was a lot of guys who were punching the women, which I think is crazy. Like,
there
what
was,
is the deal?
There was. But at the same time, the women were also putting themselves in the fray. So some of it was collateral. Some of it was intentional.
I just still think I would have an issue just socking. I want to say that I would – like, right now, I could tell you that it would be hard for me to punch a woman, even if she hit me. I probably would. Yeah. I mean, could I grab her and swoop her?
Yeah. Sure. I was about to say, I think the play
for
is,
sure.
You,
but
like,
do I think I'm
going to
lay her out?
And be like, hey, calm down. Like,
yeah. Would I lay her out? I don't think I would lay her out.
Yeah.
I think and if she has a gun, I'm laying her bitch out. I'm laying herself out.
I'm gonna lay that buster down.
I went
down
too far. Here. I'm about to go gangster. I'm about to, hey, that was about to old me right there. Whoa, easy.
Easy, Dr. Dre. Don't go back to the old you. Don't go back to the
dude,
old
no,
you.
Dude, no joke. I was rapping Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg earlier, and that's exactly what he said. Yep. He was talking
you
about Easy. Used to be a mark. Yeah. And I used to hang with Easy, you know?
Pump
he's a buster.
All of that.
Buster.
Y'all don't like me. Blow me.
Blank, 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 blank.
Yeah.
Got teeth in your mouth, so his drones.
There you go.
Gots to fit. You know? Yep, I'm so sorry about that, everybody.
Turn me back. No, but I mean, it was a crazy thing.
But that's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
You know what I mean? Yeah. No, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Some funny stuff came out. Wow. Don't get me wrong. I'm gonna give you part three.
I didn't
three.
Know all that. I've only seen clips of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you part three of what happened at the end of the whole thing. So the family got jumped. They end up going to the hospital, right? Get to the hospital and realize majority of the staff is African American. They call the cops and they basically complain to the cops that, hey, we're at this hospital and we have a problem with all these. And they use this in words. As doctors and nurses, and the cops pretty much told them, well, you got two options. One, stay and get helped, or B, go home. What option do you think they chose?
I'm going home.
Going home, right? So for anybody that says it wasn't racially motivated, there's your answer, right? There's your answer. It's a tragedy that still is happening, you know, and that was – because I believe, and I hate to say this, and I'm not trying to start an issue, but I believe if that co-captain would have been white, they probably would have complied. You know
what would happen if some bystander was like, "Stop, let's be friends."
He would have got tossed.
No fight. No, listen, stop.
Well,
stop it.
If you go back to the video, if you go back to the very beginning of the episode, before the young man actually swam across, there was another gentleman that came down the stairs. And he wasn't throwing any fight, but he was the one that was primarily doing it. He was a big, tall guy, African-American dude. And he was initially breaking it up. He wasn't throwing punches. He was really doing his best.
But here's what the barge was doing. Move.
Yeah.
Get
they were
out
all,
the
it was
way.
Antagonizing.
Get
yeah.
out the way. B, get out the way.
Yeah.
They were singing that to the other, to the, what's it called?
Sure,
yeah, they were,
sure.
It was crazy.
The whole
it
thing
was crazy.
The whole thing was,
you know?
Was insane. Yeah. So it's just bad choices on top of bad choices on top of bad choices that got out of hand.
Yeah.
And we're really celebrating the worst situation you possibly can.
Did you say situation? Like,
situation.
Oh, let's say we got ourselves the situation.
Got ourselves the mic, the situation. You know what I'm saying? From Jersey
we've been
Shore.
We've been rewatching Jersey Shore from episode
one.
We started 2 days ago.
Oh.
It is 100% pure schmutt. Yes, I mean, these guys are going after any and all girls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Hey, if it's got something in between, I'm trying to get in between. That's really what it comes down to.
What they call them, grenades. And then, grenades. Like, you got... It is bad. It is terrible, great TV all in one.
It is. It's
at its
wonderfully
finest.
Horrible. Yeah.
Like, who would have thought?
So bad.
Who would have thought? You get these people in one house and you get gold for like 20 years.
A long time.
That's wild. Yeah.
Like, it's that show is still going.
DJ Paulie hasn't changed one bit.
I liked Paulie D. He was probably my favorite guy.
The best. Yeah, Paulie D. I like Ronnie a little bit. At first.
He is.
But then after a while,
what's the quiet one? What's the smaller quiet one?
Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny was always the one that I like.
Yeah, I like He's Ronnie funny. At first, but then I just, he got.
Oh, dude. Once he started drinking, it was over.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, whenever they started drinking, or.
But then you had
all of them got fame.
Yeah, but then you had the situation that just kept it going.
Once he got sober, he was my favorite. During the whole time that he wasn't, I hated him.
Yeah.
Hated. When I tell you I hated, like,
He got the ratings.
Him.
He got the ratings.
I was about to say, you can tell he's the one that they said instigate. Like, people watching when you instigate, make sure you instigate.
I really think that, I'm sorry, my brain. There is a reality show for people with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them. They got a bunch of them in one house. A bunch of the males and females in there in one house.
What is it called?
One of the scenes was they were taking them to a boy girl show. And the guy's like 21. They're taking them to a boy girl show. And they're having an argument. Okay. One of the dudes is saying, like, he's like, hey, listen, they're men dressed like women.
And then chaperone it.
Yeah, the chaperone. And then the kid, the man with, Down syndrome. Nice. I mean, dude, so funny.
It's called Born This Way.
Yeah. And so he's like, no, they're not. They're
don't,
women.
Don't disrespect.
Don't. And he's like, because the guy goes, no, they have penises down there. And he's like, don't be disrespectful.
Yeah. Don't be disrespectful. Don't.
No, they're women. So then it shows them getting to the show. They get there. And they're like, they're dressed in drag. And he's like, I told you. Hype. I told you.
I told you.
And then at the end, the guy comes out, that was dressed like a girl, and he comes out as a man. And his face is of sheer horror.
Yeah.
He's like,
shocked.
What have I seen? What is going
on? He's like, oh my God. But then, what are they called?
Drag
queens come out. And he's like, he forgets completely. Oh, yeah.
He's hyping in.
I told you. he was on this roller coaster emotionally. But it's a really cool show. And you get to see. There's another one, too. There's one where they have, they have a relationship.
The one that me and Katie watched. I can't remember the name of it.
But there was for me, it's like.
That was like straightforward about everything.
Oh, yeah, I saw him, too. He is
I haven't
brutal.
Seen this. I haven't seen it.
He's talking right when he meets the girl. He's like, listen, I live on my own. I want to do this. I make Netflix, T-shirts.
Nick. Yeah.
It's interesting. And I think it's cool that they highlight it and they get, like, not highlight it, but they, they, like anybody else, like, hey, here's, we're going to give you a show, too, no matter what. And I think people will fall in love with it. I think it's cool.
No, I think it's
great. But I think some people will be like, oh, it's exploitation or it's this or that.
Yeah. They need a chance too. They need a chance to be highlighted in a different light. You know what I mean? These are some of the nicest people you'll ever meet, some of the most purest people you'll ever meet, and some of the most
smart
and innocent people. And so I think they need to be seen in a different light.
It's called especially Love if on the Spectrum. Nick.
Especially
Love on the Spectrum. That's right.
Oh,
that's what it is.
The one I looked at was called Born This Way. So I guess there's a
couple. No, there's two.
This is two. Dating one. This is the one.
This is.
Looking
for love. It's on Netflix, I think. It's great.
Oh, I see that. Okay.
You'll fall in love with every.
Why has it got to be called Down for Love though? Why couldn't they come up with a different name?
I don't know.
It's love. Well, it's a play on words. Double on Sandra.
They could have done something else. They could have called it something else.
I think, I was thinking about Double on
Sandra. Netflix, you.
And a Double on Sandra, that could be it. That would be, she would be a villain in Carmen Sandiego.
Heck yeah. double entendre.
We gotta find double on Sandra.
And then the clues would be, you know, words that mean the same thing, you know, spelled
bat,
differently.
Bat and bat.
Yeah.
There, over there.
Do you remember the game we used to play in middle school?
Yeah.
Huh? Middle school. The game? Yeah, I loved it.
That's the best game.
I loved it. It was that one of my favorite games.
That and old Oregon Trail.
Yeah. Oregon Trail.
Yep. Been there. Prince of Persia was another one. I was in the computer
Prince
club.
Prince of Persia. Oh, they were playing Doom.
No, I was in the computer club, and I wanted to be a hacker. And I had a Computers for Idiots book, and I thought, man. And I had a, well, remember
keep going. This is your hacking music.
A little bit lower. Sorry. Okay. There you go. Yeah, background it. Oh, like church. Yeah. And I had DOS for Idiots, and I was reading it, and I don't remember a dang thing about it. I couldn't recall what the hell I read half the time. I read the whole book, and it was like reading a book in Spanish. You're just reading the words.
Dang.
You have no idea. I just had no idea.
You could have created your own back door that you could have made millions off of, man.
I had a I did give myself a hacker name.
Double Helix. Did you? Double
no.
Coded.
No.
He said no.
Double Helix. No, it's not my name.
No, I'm saying that could have been your back door. You know, it's always like it's a double helix, double encrypted.
I know, but I said I had a hacker name.
I know. I didn't say it was Double Helix. I was talking about your code you created.
Oh, yeah. And then
10 times encrypted double helix back door.
Smash yeah,
what, was your, what was your name? What was your name? Tell me your name. I want to hear it.
Oh, God, I forget now.
Oh,
hold on. That was no, it's bad. Okay. Give me a second. Hold on. Dang it. Hold on a second. Give me. Keep talking. I'll figure it out. I forgot what it was.
Hacker name.
Yeah, I know.
High school,
I can't.
Middle school.
It's a computer club. Computer club hacker.
I ruined
name.
It. Sorry.
Between my Don't be mad.
Music.
It's okay.
To my
okay.
hacker music.
I was, I don't know. Joel Backslash. I'll give me that one. That's all I got. I don't know.
Just backslash.
Yeah, backslash. That's good. That's
Ooh,
good.
Oh, that's but, strong. Yeah.
It's good.
Oh, semicolon. You just got hit by backslash.
Semicolon.
Yeah.
And you're
greater than
just one backslash.
Heck yeah.
That's true. Parentheses.
You could have been the hashtag kid.
Parentheses.
Because my name is Chris.
Yeah. Dang. Heck yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, I'm with that.
Game on.
Parenthesis.
We could like if you could encourage us, and we could have been your hacker crew.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
We have been your marketing team.
You set up the deals, and you say, "Me and my team, we can totally handle it."
They say,
"We got this."
Can you pull it off? Give me 2 hours.
Yeah, they'll be like,
"You got 45 minutes." 2 hours? I was just kidding. I meant 2 minutes. Yeah. Hold on. Done. Done.
Verify.
You're welcome.
You know, you got to say verify. Verify.
Yep. $45,000 and transferred. Thank you.
It's real.
I will be a vigilante.
Yeah.
Wearing panties, saving lives online.
One of us was turned on you because we felt like you shortchanged us. Like we should be doing more than just petty crimes. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we'd set you up. You go to jail for 3 years because I set
but
you
I would
up.
Come out. Yeah. I would come out as just a changed man, and I would request a bubble baptism while I was in prison, given to me by the chapel, the chaplain. he's like, make sure you close your eyes because this will burn your eyes. I'm serious.
Yeah.
You don't want to come out crying. I mean, maybe you do. You should.
Yeah. But then the FBI knocks on your door because they know you're the only one that can stop your former hacker friend. Right? And what do you say?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm reformed. I don't do that anymore.
Yep. I've been bubble baptized.
Yeah.
I don't have to.
The only listen. I'll
maybe
only
he'll
do
come
it.
In and
yeah.
He'll come in and I'm in the tub with my headset, my goggles on.
Yeah. Because you're chilling.
Because it's the future.
Yeah, it's future. Yeah, it's laser. And they're all.
Nick, you come in and you're standing over me.
Yeah.
Say what you got to say.
Are you Chris Watts?
Like this? The name is Parenthesis. Yeah.
Oh!
Hey.
Hand me my towel.
Actually, it would be, it'd go the other way, though. It'd be like, parenthesis, I don't go by that name anymore. Because you're reformed. Yeah.
The name's Chris, Bubble Bath Chris.
Chris Watts, because, you know, you got to keep it in the hacker realm, you know.
No, I had changed my, I'm reformed. I can't,
That's true. Yeah, you're Bubble Bath Chris.
Bubble Bath Chris.
Why'd they call you that? You're looking at.
Because I love me a good bubble bath.
Because I love me.
Patrick, get your mind out of the gutter, dude.
What did he say?
He said BBC. You, dude.
Oh. That is my name. And there he is, folks. BBC Bubble Bath Chris. Jim, I thought you were going to say something else. You caught me off guard.
Jim, Bubble Bath is one word. Bubble Bath is one word.
Oh, yeah. that was
Bubble Bath Chris.
That was left field, Pat.
That's your best joke of all time right now.
We're trying to keep it in range.
Jeez. You've been coming with all the dirty stuff today.
A lot of heat.
A lot of D's. A lot of BBCs. A lot of heat.
You know what I say to that?
You know, let me tell you. That one. Everybody got kids. Y'all got kids.
Yes, we do.
Play.
Good.
This is a switch of subject, and I'm so sorry to switch on us. Were we talking about something in general?
No.
Okay.
You're talking about how you transformed from your
parentheses to the good old parentheses.
And then at the end, I send an email and I sign it parentheses. And it's like, oh my, is he back? Is there a part two?
Maybe.
Is he coming back?
He needs money.
I'm going to come back soon. And then you go like this. What's it called? Nick, keep going with the music. This is like, Control Alt Delete. Hey, that was the sequence that everybody knew.
That was.
I just want everybody to like from
that's
my
force quit.
Point of view.
That's force quit.
And I've seen this for years. Like Nick starts doing a beat, and Joel's like, and right before he starts rapping, he goes.
Gotta be ready to go. You never
know.
You never
know. That's how you know it's lit.
You see him like listening. It's about to get lit. It's like.
He's feeling it. He's vibing.
Once I find it, I just gotta find it.
He's vibing.
Guess what?
But I noticed it right
now. I never miss.
Never.
He don't miss.
He don't miss.
He don't miss.
He don't miss. That was a funny joke, dude. Hey, it's a. When we were talking about that, when the raven goes to hell, he's like, man, I'm going back up to that raven to scar.
You know what I'm saying?
So, anyways, I was talking about this. I was thinking about this the other day. So, you guys all have kids, right?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
You know,
a bunch of them.
And you've ever been like, it's like, oh, it's daddy and baby day. Like they're little, 1 year old.
Yeah.
Let's say.
Oh yeah, love it. Love it.
It's all great. Right, so you're like, dang, this is a good time, right? It's really fun. It's a good time, and you go do stuff. You go out in public because your baby's so cute. Mm-hmm. You're like, mm-hmm. I want to dress him cute. And I want people to see how cute my child is. Yeah. He's a cute baby. Smile for the world to see. So you're out and about, and then you have to duty, and you don't bring the stroller.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
You can't leave him by himself.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Like, I struggled. I didn't know what to do. I thought maybe I could hold him on my lap while I poo, and I thought that's inappropriate. Yeah. What if I scar him? What if he remembers one thing from his babiness?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and he's like, forever. Like, every year he talks more. Daddy pooped with me on his lap. Daddy, you know, like, that could be bad.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe it's something he's like, Dad, I want to poop on your lap. I'm like, no. But I didn't know what to do. I think I just had to hold it until I got home.
Yeah.
But it was bad.
It's also hard when you're home by yourself.
It is, yeah. No, but I have a bathroom right here in near the living room. I just leave the door open. And he'll come. If I'm in there, he loves being there. Yeah, I don't know if he's attracted to the smell or what. If I'm pooping, he's like, it's so weird. I do have to leave the door open. So he comes in there. He sees me. He pulls the door open like this. Like, it's like, boom. Hey. And I'm like, and he only knows a few words, but he's got a good vocabulary. And he's like, hey. And he's walking now, Pat. So he's a walker.
He's a big time walker.
So he walks over. He usually has something in his hand.
Yeah.
Always. There's always something in his hand. Lately it's been the broom handle, and that's danger because he's not strong enough.
Yeah.
But Pam thinks it's funny to see all the damage he can do. You know, that's a good time. So I'll be pooping, and he walks up, and you know he's learning how to walk, and he gets tired a little bit. So he walks up, and he puts his hands on both my knees.
Oh.
Stands right between my legs.
while I'm taking a dump. And I'm like, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Pam.
There it is.
I'm like, Pam, can you come get him? Like, I got to finish this.
Yeah.
You
know? I got
business. And he's like this, hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
But you don't want to break his heart. Right? You don't want to break his heart.
I don't either, but. Yeah. Right? But then but I usually pick him up, so he's getting closer to me.
Yeah.
He's getting closer.
Saying, pick me up,
and
man.
I'm deucing.
Yeah.
I'm naked.
Yeah, that's scary.
Pick me up,
man. And I'm like, I pick him up, put him on my lap, and now we're in that situation that I didn't want to be in.
There you go. Mm-hmm. But at least you're in the privacy of your own home in that situation.
That's true. I just don't know. Like, I know he's a boy, right? Yeah. And there's going to come the time when I pee, and he's like,
Stream.
And I got to show him how to pee. Like I know it sounds so weird, but you got to show him.
This is
like,
a dad podcast. This is part of being a dad.
Yeah, like, hey, like I got to pee, and you're about to learn how to pee. We're trying to potty train you, so come watch me.
Yeah.
Instead
of the birds and the bees, you're teaching the birds and the peas. You know what I mean?
Like, the poops and the peas.
The poops and the peas. There you go. Instead of the birds and the bees, you got the poops and the peas.
You start with the poops and the peas, you move on to the birds and the bees.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And poop then,
and a pee. Yeah. Just teach him that song. Just teach him the poop and the pee song, and then he's good.
But when you, because you guys don't have a boy, like you have a boy, Pat, but you, like, it's like yeah. when they're sitting there, they're like this, they're like, you're like showing them, like.
Yeah.
Like a dog, like because it's like, where's this water coming from?
Yeah.
What is this? What like, is oh it? My gosh.
There's the thing. I am, I've been guarded for years because. What you see as a situation, I also view as a nightmare, right? Thankfully,
mm-hmm.
yes.
mm-hmm.
I haven't been put in that situation where somebody has asked the question of, what's that? You know what I mean? So
yeah.
mm-hmm.
I've managed to dodge that bullet in all the years of having these girls in the house, man. So you know, hopefully it never comes.
Incredible. Yeah.
Because it would be even worse trying to explain it at 13. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
here's what you say. Daddy has a tail.
That's what's that in the front.
I am half something.
Malamute. Yeah, I have.
Like I was. I don't. Wouldn't say monkey. I would say something like.
Yeah. Like half.
Daddy has a tail.
I'm just an animal. Okay, yeah. I'm an animal.
You know how dogs got tails in the back. We got tails in the front.
Guys have tails in the front. They call their meat tails.
Called meat tails. It's different. It's just where we have them. Yeah.
That was one of my jokes
that I told. Yeah.
How about this, Nick? Here's something you could use, and you can use this joke too. Like you just go with whatever they say it is. Like, Daddy.
True.
Why do you have a nose down there? I just got two noses.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a body nose.
Yeah.
Or, Daddy, why do you have an arm down there? It's my third arm. You know, just whatever they think
what
it
I
is.
Yeah.
Whatever they say, it's like, yeah, that's what
maybe,
that is. That's
maybe
what
actually, I'm 100%. Maybe when they bust in and they say, what's that? I go, what do you think it is? And then.
Yeah. Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Yeah, what's that? What do you think? That's exactly right. That's what that is. You're
that's
right.
Exactly what it is. Yeah. And then they get a boyfriend and they repeat it. And they're like, what are you talking about?
Listen, so what? Listen.
That's Leary.
I'm not ready. That's Leary. I'm not ready to pet your tail. Okay? I'm ready to see your man tail. I'm not. My dad said that they get wild and I'm not comfortable yet.
He's going to be like, what are you talking about? My dad has one, okay?
I know the truth,
I know.
Okay?
I know the truth. Listen, I know. You guys have tails.
That poor dude, whoever that dude is,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
Golly,
that's hilarious.
Man. Oh, man. He's going to be like, Mr. Clemency, what have you been telling them? Like, what do you think I've been telling
them? I've been telling them what I have to tell them to survive, okay?
Right. What do you think? You ask him the same thing. What do you think I've been telling them?
That's funny.
You need to play it in, play funny. Into it. Maybe, the man tail?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a man tail.
Yeah,
I don't know what it would be. I'm just on the spot. It's hilarious. Just whatever comes out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thankfully, it hasn't happened. And I'm just, so if you're a dad out there and it's happened, Just give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down, man. You know, so you know you're not alone.
Let's think. Well, let's think. What are things it could be mistaken for? A nose, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a nose is one.
A tail. We said a tail.
A tail is a good one.
A hot dog. Safety device.
A hot dog.
Fall
a mushroom. A mushroom?
Ball protection.
Yeah. Dad, is there a mushroom growing from your body?
That's what happens when you don't take a bath.
I'm dirty.
Remember when I said if you don't clean your ears, potatoes will grow out of them? There you go. Facts. That's what happened.
Dad's got a disease. Dad's got a mushroom disease. I'm sorry. Spores. Okay, that one.
I'm just a super fun guy. What else can I tell you?
what about a pork loin? Pork loin. Pork
loin. A microphone.
A microphone. Yeah, that's true.
Mom speaks into it from time to time. Yeah,
it's weird. What is it? What else could it be? A gooey duck.
I mean, those that's true. That's true. Yeah.
A cow tail.
A gooey duck.
A cow's tail. I don't. The gummy. The candy. No.
Joel says I enjoy those too much. I don't want that image. I mean, anything long and cylinder is pretty much in the category of that. So. Let's move on because
now
I just have fear in my heart. Like
I blame you.
Just listen. I live in a girl dad world, man.
Yeah, you do.
I just do.
And these are real problems.
These are real. And I'm comfortable.
You're not making
I can't
them
be
up.
The only one that has had to deal with this. So it's just
you're not making
this
it
is
up.
Hey, this is real. Okay, this is real talk right now. So don't blame me.
This Saturday is Roman's birthday. Or Sunday is his birthday, but Saturday is his birthday.
That's
big.
He's a year old, dude.
Are we swimming?
Yeah, the pool is open.
The pool is
open. Nick, you are on. I'm on. I got my lifeguard speedo.
Yep.
And I'm going to be lifeguarding. So Pat, if you drowned, I'm going to be the one to save you.
That's right. I will be drowning.
Yeah, it should be a good time, man.
I will play the role of innocent bystander, whom you look at and say, you dial 911.
Yep.
And that'll be my
I'll say,
role.
No need, because daddy's here.
Yeah.
And I'll give him mouth to mouth.
Actually, we'll share in duty of saving your life. One will do compressions, the other one will give mouth to mouth.
Hey, have you seen those robot machines that do the CPR now?
Those are crazy looking.
Yes, I have.
They like strap on the body and it's just like, like it looks so bad.
Looks
and
violent.
Brutal. Like
looks
it is
violent.
Smashing you.
Yeah.
But break my ribs to save my life.
Oh,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so you know, you actually can't be sued if you do break someone's ribs. Wow.
Sure, that's true.
CPR. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Even if you're not certified, as long as it's in a life saving situation, you can't be
save sued. A life, bro.
Save it.
Yep.
Crack a rib, save a life.
Now, don't walk up and just start giving people a Heimlich for no reason. I mean, you know. Yeah. I'm certified. I'm good.
I'm certified.
Hey. Yeah. Has anybody ever had the Heimlich performed on them? Real quick.
No.
I can't say I ever.
Did I give it to myself or did I just not?
I think it wasn't all the way down. I think you had just enough to get it up. And then it came out. Yeah.
Dude, that was definitely a.
That was a scary moment.
I was scared. I was legit choking.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And we were doing this podcast, man. We were mid-podcast,
and I ate a Dorito.
And it came
out. I took a deep breath, and it shot through my throat. And it was just, it lodged right in my throat, and I could not breathe.
Really?
And I was like, and they were all sitting around looking at me, and I'm like.
Yeah. And you got it out. You got it out pretty quickly.
And I was able to, I went, and it popped out.
Yeah, it flew out.
But legit.
Yeah.
Legit, I was just.
Well, the issue was we were already laughing super hard, so we, in the midst of laughing that hard, it was kind of like, oh, but it happened so fast. You know what I mean? It might have been super slow for you, but now I think about it, I feel pretty bad for laughing in the moment, not necessarily laughing at you, but just because it came out pretty quick. It's not like it was like it was just like
it
came back out. Yeah,
Nick was doing one of those moments where the guy's like, I'm having a heart attack, and they're like.
Stop playing, Jerry. Come on.
And he's like, no, I'm serious. I'm going to die. Stop playing, Jerry. Wow. Stop playing. And then Jerry just croaks. Right, he's done.
Yeah.
Hits the floor.
Wow.
Let me tell you what, Nick. If you ever even pretend to choke, I'm giving you the high me.
I'm calling the whistle on that one. I'm calling a flag on that one because that's not.
Why?
That's not how it even went down.
Something to throw here.
What? Not even how it went down. Is. Like, you never moved. Like, I didn't feel any arms wrap around.
We were laughing. It happened, dude. It happened faster than you think. Like, it happened way
I was like,
faster.
This is Pat. This is me. I was like, I had my arms like this. Pat.
No.
I was
like this. Patty didn't. No.
I had my arms up so someone could come wrap them around me. Like,
nope.
And this is Nick. This is how it looked. This is Nick. And Nick goes like this. This is what I read with my eyes. I look over.
Joe, what?
And Nick goes.
What
Nick goes. Nick goes, he could die.
Joe, what are you wearing in your head right now? What's on your head right now? What's on your head right now? Oh, it's a cap. That's what that's wearing. No, it's a cap. It's all cap. That is all cap, okay, as the kid said.
Billy said, don't say that, bro. So I read his mouth, like, don't say that. And I was like, arms out.
Listen, for everybody listening and I right now.
Couldn't get a sound out.
For everyone listening right now. Listen, Joel has really been trying to make me out to be a monster lately.
Wow, that is. Okay. You know, I would. How could I even make something up like that?
For everyone listening, okay, I'm going to give you the honest to bitsy truth, okay? Yes, he was choking. Yes, he choked, right?
Almost to death. Almost to death.
No.
Almost to death.
No, because the moment it became
Grim Reaper was at my door.
Joel gave one good cluh, and it came out, okay?
Wait. Grim Reaper, listen, I turned and looked. Sickle, right there.
And I said, not today. The sickle was tickling his ear.
He said nothing because he don't speak. He just started moving it to my throat, and I said, got it out, you know, to him in my thoughts. I shot him to him. Yeah. He heard me. He said, your friend won't save you, but I will. Wow. So death saved me, and Nick wouldn't.
Wow.
I live with that every day.
Wow.
How do you live with that every day?
Why would you want to be friends with a guy like that?
I just could never give up on that, on you. I know that there are better days to come, and these bad days are just minimal.
You're so minimal. You're mad cat right now.
That was a pretty good, that was a real story. It's pretty close. Like, that was based on a true story.
That was based on true events. I'll give you that. Based on true events, right? But
just like a movie.
Really villainized that guy. I tell you, man, that Nick guy, I wouldn't want to be friends with him.
Massively over exaggerated.
Hope I never joke around Nick. Because, you know,
definitely based on true events. Because
I'm going to tell you, it's this one, and then it's the shoe story. Because the shoe story, Joel just has a whole different perspective. It's totally one-sided.
When you spilled the drink all over, dude, that was not. That was 100% real.
Accidentally.
That's a fun story.
Accident.
In the archives.
Keyword.
I think
accident. And we'll talk about that in detail in the next podcast. So we're not.
I mean, it's football season again, so it's a good time. Let me just say one thing about it. One thing about it, Pat. Is this an accident, right?
I've heard this.
I'm gonna leave it with this. And you tell me. This is what I remember. Mm-hmm. Me and Nick are right there.
Yeah.
I said, hey man. I said, let me get some of that drink. He goes, oh, yeah, you want some? And I just got these new Jordans. And he's like, those are nice that day. And I said, you like them? He's like, what size are they? And he's like, my size? Wow. And I go to grab it. And he goes, you want some? Like this. Scoops back under. Look, listen. This is how he does it. Look, this is his trick. Saves some.
Yeah.
He holds it. Pours out. Scoops back under. Here. And as I look down, I'm like, oh my goodness, the orange soda splishes and splashes on my right foot.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I remember. We'll talk about it next time.
I really like the fact that I said nice shoes before I spilled the soda on them. I actually like that part. That's pretty dope. That's like one of those 80s, like,
he said,
put him on ice. Size? And my name's Iceman. Yeah.
What size are those? Oh, my size. Just my size.
Yeah. But here's the only thing about that, Pat. Why would I ruin a pair of shoes that I plan on keeping? That's what I ponder.
He bought one of those shoe cleaning kits from the mall. And
from
he
finish
said
line. From finish line.
No, you know those guys at the mall, hey bro, come here for a second. Come here for a second, bro.
That's what I went to. Hey. I just took them.
Yeah. He knew how to do it. Yeah. He was gonna put them on and go over there. Hey,
we're gonna
run down.
All right, we're gonna come back to this story. The story's not over. All right. But we would like to thank everybody that joins our podcast. We really appreciate you. If this is your first podcast, we invite you to go back and listen to all the ones leading up to episode 88. That's big, guys. That's actually really awesome, man. I didn't realize that we are only 20 away from 100 episodes. So stick with us as we move down to the journey. Also, we're in the last days of our 40. Me and Joel got our last sets of birthdays coming up.
What's
the
coming
whole
up,
crew man? Will officially be at the age of 40, so the countdown has officially begun as of this week, man. So we're counting down to reaching 40 for all three of us, man. So that's an exciting time. We want to thank you all so much. This is the part of the show where we move into our shameless plugs. I'm going to start first, since I'm the villain of this story, man. You can catch me at Instagram at RickDynasty1. You can catch me on Twitter at The Real Juan Hogan. And then you can catch me on TikTok at Nick Clements Academy. I have been slacking, so I do. We got to get some videos up real soon. With that being said, we'll turn it over to the hero of the story. And I'm talking about none other than Joel Reds. It's all yours, buddy.
The victim is what I would prefer to say, not the hero.
Wow.
The one who took it for, you know, the sacrificed. The gosh, if you guys want to donate to my GoFundMe to replace those shoes, you know, just whatever. Nick, what I've done though, before I go, is I stopped wearing nice shoes around there.
Yeah.
I wear flip flops now.
Yep. Rainbow
slides with my toes
Birkenstocks
out.
Birkenstocks get a lifetime gear.
Wow. My toes, just toes out, leather.
Yeah, because I'm going to ruin them.
Rainbows.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, you guys can catch me on POU Joel on TikTok. There's some funny videos on there. Check it out if you can. And follow me, fools.
Ooh.
There's also, check out my Instagram. I think it's George A. Jinx on Instagram. And Facebook is Joel Reyes, I believe. But yeah, have a good time. Check us out on YouTube. Check us out. Check out some videos we have on there. We've tried some hot stuff. We got one video, it's got over 100K views.
Nice.
I mean, there's a reason for it. It's pretty funny. So yeah. Check it out.
Absolutely.
And as always, at Tuesday on all social media, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you like and subscribe and hit that notification button for all the new podcast episodes as well as other videos that we're putting out. And yeah, just add, like I said, at Tuesday.
Hey.
Yeah,
I tell you what, man. So Nick, we learned some stuff today, you know.
Yeah,
learned a lot today.
What did we learn?
Learned that the desert is the bald guy of the earth.
It is the bald guy of the earth. That's true. Yeah, without the cracks, because this is pretty well moisturized right here.
Better keep it clean like this. Is it soft?
Rain in that desert.
It's a well moisturized head right here. Shea butter only. Only the finest. Only the finest of shea butters touch this guy.
All right, man. So let's get up out of this piece. Can I let us go?
Let's go.
That's right, guys. I want to thank you guys for checking us out. Thank you guys for listening. And I want to thank you guys, you ugly boys. I appreciate you guys. And I've had such a good time. And I look forward to the weekend. We got the birthday party. We got some AEW wrestling.
Collision.
Some. What did you say? Collision.
Collision.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you thought I said Collision.
Yeah, I was like, cuisine. I was like, dang, hit it. But yeah, check us out, man. And, I forgot my name. Dang it, I had a name. What was the name of my, damn.
Parentha.
Parentha.
Parentha C, that's right. My bad. I was trying to go out with that. End it like that. That's bad. Yeah, and just cut it off. Yeah.